And I won't put up with it one more day, and that's that.
But take it easy, old girl. You're letting yourself get upset all for nothing.
Nothing? Is it nothing when my nerves is in shreds, listening to them footsteps overhead, day after day?
It's only the new lodger walking about upstairs.
I know who it is, don't I? But what's he doing it for? Tell me that. Backwards and forwards all day long, like a caged animal. That man's up to something, Percy. I know he is. And you've got to put a stop to it.
You're being a bit hard on the poor chap, Mabel. Well, he's quiet enough now, ain't he? Not a sound out of him.
Oh, yes. He's gone to bed now. It's always the same this time of night. But he's on the go all day when you're out at work. And he's driving me balmy.
Be reasonable. There's no law against a chap walking about, is there? It's not as if he's doing you any harm.
Shh. Do you hear that? He's off again.
Well, maybe he is, but it's no reason.
Go up and tell him he's got to stop, Percy. Show him who's master in this house and say you won't stand for it no more. Well, what are you waiting for?
I just can't... Here now. He's gone back to bed. I can't very well tell him to stop when he's stopped already, can I?
Oh, I might have known you'd wriggle out of it. All right. If you're not going to do nothing, I know someone as will.
What do you mean? Who?
Mr. Sherlock Holmes. That's who. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm going straight to Baker Street.
The Red Circle by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Peter Ling. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Joan Sims as Mrs. Warren and Ronald Herdman as Inspector Gregson. The Red Circle.
You must try to understand, Mrs.
Warren, sir. Same as the street. It's easy to remember.
Ah, yes. Quite a coincidence, Mrs. Warren. You actually reside in Warren Street, do you?
Oh, no, sir. We live in Great Ormes Street, near the British Museum. But we're not far from Warren Street.
Quite. Mrs. Warren, you must appreciate that Mr. Holmes is a very busy man.
All right, my dear chap, leave this to me.
In all honesty, my dear lady, I cannot see that you have any real cause for uneasiness.
That's right, and since Mr. Holmes has a great many calls upon his time...
I hope you'll forgive me. I do have a certain amount of work on hand. Watson, would you be kind enough to...
Yes, of course. Allow me, Mrs. Warren, this way.
That's easy enough to say, Mr. Holmes, but if I didn't have no cause for uneasiness, I wouldn't be here now, would I? I'm worried sick, and that's the truth. And I keep remembering our Mr. Hobbs.
Mr. Hobbs?
Mr. Fairdale Hobbs. He lodged with us last year. You helped him out when he had his bit of trouble with the law.
Fairdale Hobbs, the purloined paperweight. Ah, the bank clerk. It's quite a simple matter, as I recall.
Oh, simple to you, perhaps. But he never stopped talking about it. About your kindness, Mr. Holmes, and the way you saved him from jail. He said you brought light into his darkness.
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you, Mrs. Warren.
So, when I was suffering terrible doubt and darkness myself, I thought of you, sir. And I know you could help me if you would.
Yes. Well, perhaps you'd care to take a seat, madam.
Thank you.
Let us consider this matter a little further. You don't object to tobacco, I hope.
Oh, I'm used to it, sir. Mr. Warren smokes a pipe, just like you.
I see. Now, where are the matches?
Matches?
Oh, here you go. Now, as I understand it, you're uneasy because your new lodger remains in his rooms all day and you never see him.
I dare say if Mr. Holmes were your lodger, he wouldn't see him for weeks on end sometimes.
Oh, begging your pardon, sir. This is different. It frightens me, Mr. Holmes. I can't sleep at night for lying awake thinking about it. It's all right for Mr. Warren. He's out at work all day. But I'm alone in the house with that man, and I want to know what he's up to.